broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I think too many people lay around and wait for things to happen.
I have met with some people while I was home dealing with domestic abuse.
I double dog dare you to bring records.
You think twice about any time you're spending $50.
Smoke wolf food?
No, not really.
Hey, world famous Phil Hendry Show, every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, news, talk, and entertainment that knows what it's talking about. This is an Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass hallucinogen of talk radio. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show, where you think you know what's going on, and most of the time you don't, all right? You got to give this show more than one day, you got to give it more than one listen. And I know a lot of people say that. This is the only show that one would say that about where it is, in point of fact, true. You know, there are guys that say, you got to give us 2 weeks to really know what we're doing here. No, we got to give you 2 weeks while you figure out what it is you're doing. No, on this show, you really do need to give us 2 weeks because you ain't got any clue from just one listening. All right. Coming up on our show tonight, joining us will be attorney Gloria Allred. Gloria is the representative of the adult film actress who, as you saw last week, she had the whole press conference and she was very teary-eyed and feels very hurt by Tiger Woods. So Gloria's going to be with us. We also will be talking here in a few minutes to Mr. Austin Marca on the comments of Joseph Stack's daughter, a surviving daughter, Samantha Stack Bell. We also have Harry Reid talking about unemployment, which is the reason why guys are abusive, unemployment. Harry, you gotta stop. Whoever's in charge of Harry, somebody get over there and talk to him. Sit him down and talk to him. Sit him down and talk to him because he's not going to get reelected. And right now, things are not looking all that boogie-woogie anyway. You know that his poll numbers, if you'll pardon the expression, the numbers that measure his poll, I mean, the poll... Anyway, it ain't too good. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We have a piece of breaking news for you. It was a story that we were sick of, a story that we wanted to just vomit every time we heard the story because there was no resolution. There was no real bad guy being caught. And we've had these kinds of reports from time to time, but we're going to give you the latest on the Natalie Holloway case, this young woman that went missing in Aruba. This young lady who was down there visiting and traveling with schoolmates and went missing, and has never been found, and no perpetrator has been caught. However, as recently as this evening, Breaking News Online reports that Joran Vandersloot, who is the son of that island judge who was the number one suspect, has quietly in recent months gone back to a different confession on his part in the disappearance of American Natalie Holloway. They are confirming in Aruba that Vandersloot seems to have made a comment to the extent that he buried her body in a swamp. That is a swamp somewhere in Aruba. Mr. Vandersloot's father died last week of a cardiac arrest during a game of tennis. He's a former judge. He was cremated in the Netherlands. Joran claims that Holloway's body that was dumped at sea, it now seems, according to him, she was actually buried in a swamp on Aruba. According to one of the officials in the know in Aruba, this new confession leads to renewed research or interest. The reason why I'm kind of halting in my reading is because I have to read this. It's a translation from the Dutch. And so there you go. 877-876-PHIL. So that's the latest on that. Don't forget, you can watch our show tonight as well as listen to it online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. That's where you can go to watch and listen to live streaming audio of the show. Now, we have a couple of things going on tonight. One of them is Joe Stack's daughter has been heard from. He had a daughter. Her name is Samantha Bell Stack, the daughter of the man who flew this airplane into a building last week in Austin, Texas, excuse me. This man who claims to have flown the plane into the building by way of a document that he left after he committed suicide and took another human being's life in the process, that he was upset with the IRS and he was upset with having to pay so many taxes and that his life sucked even though he had an airplane and a home and, seemed to be doing. He had I don't know how many different businesses, but you know, it's just a horrible world. So anyway, the daughter of Joseph Stack, who flew that plane into the federal building, answered yes on Good Morning America when asked if her father was a hero, saying, "Now maybe people will listen." Her name is Samantha Stack, and let's listen to. Get rid of this thing, man. Let's listen to her comments on Good Morning America this morning as she talks about her father and his so-called cause, I guess.
I think too many people lay around and wait for things to happen. But if nobody comes out and speaks up in behalf of the injustice, then nothing will ever be accomplished.
Is your father a hero?
Yes, because now maybe people will listen. I have many cases of people I know that are suffering in the hands of the government, and people literally dying because they are not getting the help they need.
Do you hope any change comes out of this tragedy?
Everything. Absolutely everything.
The man that was killed by Joe Stack was a man named Vernon Hunter. He was an IRS employee. He was also a Vietnam veteran. This is his son speaking about Samantha calling her dad a hero. This is Vernon Hunter's son.
How is it that you can call someone a hero who gets, after he burns his house down, he gets into a plane and takes out seats, puts an extra gas tank in it, and deliberately flies it into a building to kill people? My dad, Vernon, did two tours of duty in Vietnam. My dad's a hero.
So there we have the, and we have another piece of audio that I'm going to save for later on. It's Representative Steve King, who is unbelievably stupid. I know you don't have to be bright. And a lot of people complain about congressmen. And they complain about Congress. I don't think I've ever heard a man more clueless than Steve King, who is, quite frankly, bordering on not only inappropriate, I think he borders on what's a comment that he should be censored for by saying that this guy, Stack, by eliminating, by aiming his plane at this IRS building, was attacking something that King himself wants to get rid of. So he said, hey, if I'd been successful, there wouldn't have been any building to aim at. So Mr. Austin Amarca joins us now from Lancaster, California. And Mr. Amarca, you have a Facebook page, is that right?
Yes, sir. I've got a Facebook page for Joe Stack. It's called A Tribute to Andrew Joseph Stack, where people can go and they can make their feelings known about this man who, yet I have no problem saying that killing that Vernon Hunter, I feel bad about it, but I don't feel so bad that I would say it wasn't for a good cause. And now I'm being backed up by his daughter, who said primarily that you know, killing people sometimes makes the point, you know.
And do you think that's what she's saying, really?
I think so. Yeah, she said that that her father's a hero.
She said her father's a hero. That he flew the plane into the building.
Well, no, but you got to understand, we can't apologize anymore. And I think that I'm so grateful that Samantha Stack has said what she said, because we can't apologize anymore. If we apologize, then that means we don't really mean what we do. And I think that he flew that plane into that building and a man died, and that's what he meant to do. Let me explain something, Mr. Hendry.
I guess there's no denying that he meant to kill somebody, correct?
That's exactly right. So we have to say he was successful in what he intended to do. But let me go on and go a step further. I'm not a big advocate of Charles Manson. I don't believe in Charles Manson. I think what he did was wrong. But Charles Manson said something that has always stayed with me. He said, death is peace, and you have to kill somebody to show them that you love them. Now, I'm not saying that what Manson did was right, but I think in the case of Joe Stack, killing that man, and I know that this, I'm trying to get your audience and the radio audiences that I've talked to today. I've talked to many radio audiences today. I was on a Joe Seidler show in Dallas today, and I also did a couple of radio interviews in New York, and I did one for Portland Radio. And I said in each one of those, I said, I hope your audience it will just allow itself to get, you know, raise its IQ a couple of maybe 20 points to understand what I'm about to say, because you're going to have a pretty good IQ to understand what I'm about to say, and that is this. I don't believe in Charles Manson. Nobody should, because he was a murderer. But when you say to love someone sometimes means you got to kill him, see, that makes sense to me, because that's what Joe Stack did. He loved this country so much
that he went out and he killed some people, killed that man.
No, I wasn't going to say that. If you'd let me finish.
Well, that's what you're leading up to, sir, isn't it?
No, I'm not. Joe Stack loved this country so much that he killed that man. Yes, you're right, okay? But that's not all of what I wanted to say, Mr. Henry. You interrupted me.
All right.
Joe Stack loved this country so much that he killed himself, too, and a man. And
that makes it okay.
I think that he's making a statement. He's saying, I'm going to take you down, but to show you how much I love you, I'm taking myself, I'm going out, too.
All right. Samantha Bell, her name is Samantha Bell, by marriage, obviously. She lives in Norway. And that's the drift that I'm picking up from this story. And obviously left the country for some reason.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt why she left the country. She left the country because this country is killing its people with taxes, killing its people with bureaucracy. You just heard what she said. She knows people that are dying.
Well, couldn't you make also the argument that Joe Stack...
There is nothing more noble than dying for a cause. Joe Stack did just that.
But he killed another man on the way out. He killed another man in the commission of his noble act. He killed another man.
But he loved that man. You see it?
How could you say that, man? I mean, really, how can you say that?
Because Joe Stack said in his manifesto, and I think about what Joe Stack said, and when I go to bed at night, I promise myself that tomorrow I'm going to try to live the way Joe Stack would want me to. And he said, if you read what Joe Stack said, he said, I love you, and I've got to kill you.
That's not what he said.
That's the intent, though, of the manifesto. If you read it, Mr. Henry, please read it. Please read the Joe Stack manifesto.
Well, I have read it, sir, and I've not gotten that intent from it. But let me take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. As we get further into the Joe Stack manifesto, we're talking to Mr. Austin DeMarco, who has a Facebook page, a tribute to, I believe it's a tribute to Andrew Joseph Stack is the name of his Facebook page, where people can weigh in and talk about their admiration for this guy. And he went further and said that Joe Stack killed Vernon Hunter in that suicide attack because... You have to kill people. You have to kill people to get people's attention, and that it was not an act of hate, it was an act of love, and he even went so far as to quote Charles Manson. And I'm sure that I'm misunderstanding, but that's what he did. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Mr. Austin DeMarco about his Joe Stack tribute page. Later on in the program, we will have... on the line, someone is going to discuss with us hockey, the fascination that we have with hockey, the win by the U.S. hockey team this weekend over Canada. It's going to be Pastor William Rennick next hour. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
On the Phil Henry Show, here with me tonight is Austin DeMarco, Mr. DeMarco from Lancaster, California. Mr. DeMarco has a kitchen cabinet business, and you're a working man, Mr. DeMarco, and you do your own taxes, as you mentioned, right?
I do all my own taxes. I just put up a tribute page to Joe Stack. I'm not anybody special. I think he's special.
And you also, not to interrupt you, but you also say that Joe Stack's daughter, Samantha Bell, calling her father a hero, is totally understandable.
Of course it's understandable. If you allow yourself to think about it long enough, you realize that what Joe Stack did in killing that man and in injuring them people. He showed that you got to go all the way. You can't go to half measures. And
you're quoting Charles Manson, sir. Now you realize that's going to be misunderstood.
No, it'll be misunderstood if the media twists it all up and out of proportion. I can't believe that when I quote Charles Manson, the media immediately twists it all into the wrong thing.
Yeah, but if you mention the name Charles Manson,
I'm just saying that what Manson said is, in order to love someone, you've got to kill them. Applies here and only here. I think Manson was insane, but even out of the Bible says, even out of the mouths of babes come pearls of wisdom, of wisdom, and Joe Stack's daughter, even out of a little girl, she said her dad's a hero.
Well, she's hardly a little girl. She's 38.
She is. You're right. She's 38, but still a young lady.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Austin Amarca talking about Joe Stack's daughter, Samantha, who said her father's a hero, and Austin agrees and believes that killing people is the byproduct, necessary byproduct of these acts. Here is Nicholas in San Antonio. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Austin Amarca. Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to say that the statements your caller was making were just completely ludicrous and anti-patriotic. The acts that Joe Stacks did was a complete in line with what the terrorists did. And for that caller to say that for him to kill was to help, no, that was misinterpreted completely, even by Charles Manson. To kill to help is when you help someone like a wounded animal or a person who has cancer who's about to die. That's when you kill to help. You don't kill to help when you're trying to send a message.
Have you read Joe's manifesto? Have you read what he's trying to say to us?
No, I have not read the manifesto.
He's speaking to
you. I have neither read the suicide letters that the Taliban or the guys that were involved in 9/11 have left either. And when they killed, they did the exact same.
They weren't Americans.
They did the same.
They
killed with an airplane and killed innocent people.
Right.
What Joe Stack did was a complete terrorist act and should no way be seen as an act of a hero. An act of a hero is a person who's in the military.
If you would read what
Joe... person who helped homeless people. Those are the actual
heroes. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Nick. You say you've meditated on the manifesto?
Well, I think that what Joe wanted us to do is to read his words. You've got to go back to it. You've got to go back and reference it. And I've underlined some key passages that helped me get through the day.
Well, you're treating it like it's the Bible.
Well, I think that's what this caller needs to do. I think he's glancing over it instead of reading it and drawing from it. Inspiration.
It's the same thing that was written by the suicide bombers in 9/11 when they wrote their letters.
No, it isn't.
Said that,
suicide bombers
said
didn't
that
write about
the
tax code.
Needed to change, and that we needed to change this and change that. That was in no way going to allow people to have a sense of sympathy for these people after the act they did. It's like
but
if
I'm
I go and kill a lady. It's like if I go kill a lady.
That man.
I'm trying to help her and leave a letter of apology. So that way, after the act, you can have a sense of sympathy for me. That's not the way it acts. It's almost like
I just wish this man would have sympathy for
getting laid down.
Joe Stack got killed too. Joe Stack got killed too. What about him?
Wait a minute. What do you mean? What about him?
What about Joe Stack?
What about him?
Who's got sympathy for him?
Well, his daughter does. His daughter thinks he's fantastic. Huh? Isn't that enough?
But I think that while you're talking about this guy Vernon Hunter, I'm sorry he got killed, but Joe Stack got killed.
Who had
Joe Stack?
For the 9/11 bombers, who had sympathy for them? Joe Stack.
Well, a lot of people
Joe
did.
Stack is in the family of the 9/11 bombers.
Yeah, exactly. This man is saying his act, while a solo act, is the act of a man attempting to instill fear, terror into people. 877-876-PHIL. This is Justin. Go ahead, Justin. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Austin Amarca.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Yes, fine.
I have a small statement to make. I tried to raise my IQ up 20 to understand the comment that was made about what he said, comparing it to Charles Manson and how the guy did it out of
Yeah, he
love.
Said that you have to raise your IQ 20 points to understand that. Is that what you said, Austin?
I believe it's a very, very complicated concept, yeah.
Well, you know, I actually tried to raise it up 20%, or 20 points, but I didn't understand it. So apparently I'm the dumbest person on earth, or that comment really did make sense.
Well,
how can you support a guy that goes out, maliciously gets in an airplane, and I don't care if he's just killing himself, and flies it into a building?
You've got to let your IQ, raise up a little.
Well, hold on for a minute. We'll be back with Austin Amarca, 877-876-PHIL. He thinks Joe Stack killing that man was a great thing. You can believe
Phil
it.
Phil Hendry.
If you can raise your IQ up.
Yeah, I know about the IQ.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, with me is Mr. Austin Amarca, who says Joe Stack's murder of Vernon Hunter was warranted because it helped promote his cause. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL. What would you say, Mr. Amarca, to a person who said to you, you're just trying to get people angry by saying something as provocative as that?
If that's what they want, all I have is a Facebook page. I'm not trying to make any money. I'm not trying to get to me. I don't even know why that would get anybody angry. Why would you get angry if I said Joe Stack is a hero because he killing Vernon Hunter helped promote his cause? Well, why would you get angry at that?
Because he killed a man. He killed a man who may not agree with him.
But he did it out of love. And
this love thing, and quoting Charles Manson.
No, I said I don't agree with what Charles Manson believed, except for the one thing, that to kill is to love, and to love is to kill. And again, I go back to what I said to that other caller. I've read the manifesto. I don't think that the people who don't agree with Joe, I don't think they've read it. The people who do agree with what Joe did, they've read it, and they know. And I've read those words over and over. And I've highlighted passages. I read a lot of what Joe Stack wrote. I read before I go to bed, just to keep it clear in my mind, give me an opportunity to get through another day. And
Joe Stack's manifesto reads to you like comforting words?
Well, to me, and I think this is why people have rallied to Joe Stack. He's given them something to hang on to, because, like I said, your IQ goes up 20 points when you suddenly read what Joe said, and you got to have a way higher IQ to understand what I said. So Joe Stack, in a way, helped me, and now I'm trying to help the people listening by saying, if you can understand that by killing Vernon Hunter, Joe Stack loved him deeply, more deeply than maybe he even loved his own family, if you can understand that, your IQ has just gone up 20 points.
So what you're saying is it takes a monumental mind, not a monumental mind, but it takes a bigger mind than what people have to understand that.
It does, but once you do, you will be free, as Joe said we would be.
And all right, 877-876-PHIL.
As he said, that we'll be in the manifesto.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Go to a phone call here. We have on the line Michael in New York City. Michael, you're on with Austin Amarca on the Joe Stack aftermath. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good morning. It is morning where
good morning,
I
sir.
Am.
But this, yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. Do you support Lavelle Nixon?
Lavelle who?
Lavelle Nixon.
Nixon. Does he play for the? He plays for the Celtics.
No. I'll tell you who he is.
Lavelle Nixon played for the Celtics, I know that.
No, gentleman's going to explain. Go ahead, sir.
Last year in Oakland, there were four police officers that were killed by a gentleman named Lavelle Nixon. Now, a lot of people felt that Lavelle Nixon did a good thing because of the unarmed black men that were being shot by Oakland police officers. There were rallies to Lavelle Nixon. There was a funeral which drew 500 people.
I don't think it's fair to bring him up, because most of the people that support Joe Stack, as you know, are white people. And when you start comparing him to the actions of a black man, I don't know.
What? What's wrong with that? I see this man's point entirely. Michael's point is this man made a statement against police the same way that Joe Stack made a statement against the IRS. Are you in support of that?
You're asking me to support...
A black guy, yeah. Is there a problem with that?
No, there is no problem with black, white. I'm trying to keep my eye on the ball, that's all. And the ball the ball that's bouncing down the street right now, it looks like it's a Joe Stack ball. Okay? And the ball that got kicked over the fence into the old lady's yard, that's a Lavelle Mixon ball.
Now,
and the old lady is giving it back.
Can I make another point?
Right.
Major Hassan, who committed the Fort Hood massacre, felt his rage was legitimate.
What about him? Yeah, what about him?
What about who?
The guy that shot up Fort Hood.
I don't think this is fair. I see where you're going with it, Mr. Henry. If you want to stack calls...
I'm not stacking any calls. I don't know who that man is.
Well, you've got guys calling in and saying, what about this guy's an Arab, and what about the people that support Joe Stack? I know that you, Mr. Henry, we're saying that most everybody's white that supports Joe Stack, and there's no black people. And
yeah, I believe that. I find it very interesting. I find it fascinating. I find it beyond fascinating that it's very, very difficult to find African Americans that support what Joe Stack did. I know he killed one.
Now, you're trying to turn it racial, and you're playing the race card. Now, the ball that got kicked down the street right now...
Yeah, I know. The ball that's being kicked down the street looks like Joe Stack. But the fact is, you just said you don't want to talk about that guy Lavelle Mixon because he's black.
I don't want to scare off
You don't want to scare off the white people you got listening to you right now who think Joe Stack is great? Would you like to attract some black people?
I would love to attract black people. It's not going to happen now. Now that I said what I said, which I think I was manipulated into saying that by your caller.
You were not manipulated into saying anything, sir.
I believe I was.
No, you weren't. You said, I don't really want to talk about him because it's basically about white people.
Well, it's not about white people.
No, but you said that because you wanted to keep everybody's eye on the ball. And the ball is Joe Stack and talking about Lavelle Nixon. You know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. I think that man's point is very good. If you support Joe Stack, then you support the murder of those Oakland police officers. It's as simple as that. And you can't get around it.
No, you can't. Everybody knows it's different. Everyone out there knows it's different.
How is it different?
I can't explain it. It just is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Mr. Austin DeMarco, who thinks that Joe Stack's act, even the killing of a man, that made the point all the greater, and it's still a great act, and he agrees with Joe Stack's daughter. He's a hero. Here is George on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, George. You're on with Austin DeMarco.
Thanks, guys. I had to call in. You keep talking about sacrifice and how laudable that is. You know, history's greatest example of sacrifice is that of Jesus Christ dying for the world. But Jesus didn't kill Pontius Pilate because he loved him.
No, Jesus did not kill Pontius Pilate because he loved him. But Jesus did kill some of the disciples.
No, sir.
What do you mean he killed some of the disciples? What do you mean?
I think he did. I think that you will find that there is no mention of some of the disciples after Jesus returns to earth after the time he's dead. And suddenly certain disciples leave there's no mention of them in the Bible.
Why is that?
I believe that his returning to earth scared some of them to death. And they died.
Well, you may believe that, but there's no teaching, there's no gospel, there's no parable, there's nothing in the Bible.
I believe, why are there certain disciples that go missing after he comes back in his blaze of glory or whatever he did? I think that they died of some kind of a cardiac arrest.
Now, well dying of cardiac arrest is not murder.
Like, he doesn't know that's going to happen to him? He knew that was going to happen to him.
Wow.
But my point is this. we can talk all we want about what a bad thing that it was that he killed that man. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it was a good thing. And I don't think it's good that that man's dead, but I do think it's good.
Well, that's the same kind of logic that Adolf Hitler used as well. So perhaps we could find some...
No, Hitler thought it was good. Hitler never liked Jews. He thought it was good all the way down the line that they died. I like Vernon Hunter and his service to our country, and so I'm sorry that he's gone, but I'm not. You see? And
that doesn't make any sense. And just sitting there and saying that I'm sorry he's gone, but I'm not.
Well, Joe Stack's daughter said it.
You know, sir, I don't really care what some woman living in Norway, for whatever reason, good for her. I hope her life is happy. Why is she still embittered? She's over in Norway.
I don't think she's in Norway for the reasons you think she's in Norway. She's in Norway because the government's killing people.
You know what? Talking to you, and go ahead, George, I'm sorry, but I just think talking to you and 9/11 truthers and Kennedy was killed by Martians, I mean, all you guys are the same. You know that? You're all the same.
Can we not presuppose that this guy's daughter is possibly a little bit biased? Any offspring of their parents.
Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. And Austin Amarca, our guest on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk here about the events of last Friday, and this cat coming on and telling me that, hey, you know, this guy flying into the building, why, that was actually an act of love. And when he killed Vernon Hunter, that's an act of love. And you know who he's quoting? Charles Manson. You know, you can say it any way you want. You can make yourself feel good any way you want. But the fact is, he murdered a man in cold blood, and it will forever discredit and forever blacken whatever good anybody thinks he did. And he didn't do any good. He did as much good as that. I'm glad that guy called. He did as much good as that Lavelle Mixon guy who murdered those Oakland cops. That's the good he did. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Austin Amarca is joining us tonight. Do you think that killing a man, as Joe Stack did in an act of protesting the government, is this a good thing? We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. It's Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we have Pastor William Rennick to talk with us about USA's win in hockey and really the USA, America, over the last 30 years, 40 years. And how we reacted to soccer, and are we going to react to the game of hockey the same way, even though we've been playing hockey in this country a lot, as a really popular sport a lot longer. So we have him coming up, and Gloria Allred is going to join us as well to talk about Tiger Woods. 877-876-PHIL, Austin Amarca joins us. I'm going to play, Mr. Amarca, the Steve King audio. You are saying, and you have said on this program, and you have a Facebook tribute page to Joe Stack. And this is a tribute to him. Do people just write how they like him?
Yes, people have been. I've got over 2,000, 2,500 people who have said that Joe Stack, you know, they're saying they're sorry about him killing that man. Well, I don't think we should say that, only because if you say, I'm sorry that he killed that man, but I think you sound ignorant. And I've seen a lot of ignorant people talking about Joe Stack. If you want your IQ to go up 20 to 30 points...
Now, you know, I don't understand that.
Well, you don't understand what?
You're telling me that if I can understand Charles Manson's concept of being able to kill someone because you love them, if I can understand that concept, my IQ goes up.
It will force your IQ. Why is that so difficult to understand?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's possible for a sane person...
So now you've got to attack me personally.
I'm not attacking you personally, sir. I just don't think it's possible for a sane person to think that killing someone shows your love, unless it's what that gentleman said, like a sick person or a wounded animal or something like that.
No. You could say, in a way, that the American people are wounded. wounded by the IRS, and to go ahead and kill them would put them out of their misery.
And so why don't we all just commit suicide?
But I'm not saying, well, you're saying, why don't we all commit suicide? You know, Mr. Henry, America's had it with clever people like you and your fancy way of looking at how government works. Joe Stack said it. The IRS is bad. Taxes are too high. And I need to kill a man to tell everybody about it. But I don't mean to kill him because I love him. But I have to kill a man. And
what do you mean I'm too clever? What does that mean, that I'm too clever?
You've got all these fancy explanations about how America got to... I can tell you that most people...
No, go ahead, tell me.
I think most people who listen to your show are angry because you always come up with your clever way of explaining everything. Well, you won't let people just... You won't let people... just be comfortable in the knowledge that the government is trying to rape them and leave them bloody, so people can be angry about that. You're always blaming people. You're real clever.
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait just a...
No, I'm not gonna... You have me on as a guest.
No, I'm going to jump in here. What do you mean I'm real clever? You know, if I see something a certain way...
The American people are comfortable in the knowledge that the government is trying to rape them in every way that you can. And we've gone along that way for many decades. And
all right, so you've gone along that way for many decades. Don't you want it to change?
Yeah, we want it to change. That's what Joe Stack did. But there you are saying, oh, well, the American people, they don't have, you know, it's not, you know, and you say things, and I got to go back and I got to read Joe Stack to get my head clear. And,
oh, that's a hot one, man.
And what's a hot one about that?
Well, there's a good one. You got to go read Joe Stack to get your head clear after listening to me.
That's exactly right. And if more people would read the Joe Stack Manifesto, it would explain everything and all that confusing stuff that the whether it's a newspaper or Mr. Henry or anybody else, it'll clear it up. And I have to hold on to what I can hold on to, Mr. Henry. A friend of mine says, you know, if you got pimples and you use a medicated pad and it clears it up, then that's the medicated pad you're going to use. That's what you're going to use on your acne. And I'm saying that I use the Joe...
Oh, so does Joe Stack's manifesto clear up your acne?
You know what, Mr. Henry? I hope that when you die, God sends a message ahead. Stop him at the border and send him down to a vacation near that napalm, you know, forget it.
What happened?
The guy hung up on me. I hope that when you die, God says stop him at the border and send him down to that napalm something.
Oh, it was probably meant hell.
Do you think... That is Austin Amarca. Well, you can look at his Facebook page there. It is a tribute to Andrew Joseph Stack. And, you know, his manifesto, apparently the Joe Stack manifesto has taken on almost a religious connotation. There's a kind of a religious feel that people have about this thing. It's like the Dead Sea Scrolls, man. It may be like the gospel according to Martin, Matthew, Melvin, Marty, and Maddie. All those guys.
Who?
Martin, Matthew, Maddie, and Melvin?
Yeah, man, that's a gospel. Oh.
Sure. So all you have to do is pick up the Joe Stack Manifesto, and the daughter is a real piece of work. Now, she apparently lives in Norway. According to her, this Samantha Bell, his last actions, the suicide, the catastrophe that caused injuries and death, that was wrong, she said. But if nobody comes out and speaks up on behalf of justice, then nothing will ever be accomplished. Understand something here, folks. I know we have to remind you. Anytime someone says, I don't agree with him killing people, but they do agree with him killing people. There's no such thing as saying, I don't agree with him killing people. However, there's no such thing. Either you agree with it or you don't. Anybody that says, but I think he did a good thing, or, but, I think it was really worth it, or, but, they agree with him killing people. Now, here is a real douchebag. How this guy ever got into the Congress of the U.S., in point of fact, it doesn't surprise me at all. because the people that voted him in have got to be dumber than him, and this guy is something else. Steve King, listen to him as he says that, hey, you know, he was the guy that started this rally against the IRS years and years and years ago, and Joe, shoot, if they'd follow Steve King's word, man, Joe wouldn't have had a building to aim at.
I think if we'd abolished the IRS back when I first advocated it, he wouldn't have had a target for his airplane. And I'm still for abolishing the IRS. I've been for it for 30 years, and I'm for a national sales tax that solves everybody's tax problem. It's sad that the incident happened down in
no,
Texas.
No, it isn't. No, you like it.
By the same token, the IRS is an...
Yeah, that by the same token. That's another way of saying but, or however, by the same token. That guy, Steve King, is without question almost as much a douchebag as that what's her name up there in Minnesota, weird ass that with the eyeballs coming together. You seen her?
You talking about that lady?
The one from Minnesota with the eyes too close together. Michelle Bachmann, that, by the way, Rance thinks is hot. Anyway, coming up, Gloria Allred joins us next hour. Plus, we'll tell you the five things you could do tonight to live a happier life. We could tell you that. 877-876-PHIL. The world, what are you doing?
I'm looking at a picture of Michelle Bachmann with the eyeballs.
Her eyes pinched together, man. There's, you know, something got over the wall in her lineage. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.